flesh and blood among us. To all who receive him, he is part of the children of God.
Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, Lord.
In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him all things came to be. Not one thing had its being except through him. All that came to be had life in him. And that life was the light of men, a light that shines in the dark, a light that darkness could not overpower. The Word was the true light that enlightens all men, and he was coming into the world. He was in the world that had its being through him, and the world did not know him. He came to his own domain, and his own people did not accept him. But to all who did accept him, he gave power to be children of God. To all who believe in his name, who are born not out of human stock or urge of the flesh, or will of man, but of God himself. The Word was made flesh. He lived among us, and we saw his glory, the glory that is his as the only Son of the Father, full of grace and truth. Indeed, from his fullness, we have all of us received, yes, grace in return for grace. Since, though the law was given through Moses, grace and truth have come through Jesus Christ. No one has ever seen God. It is the only Son who is nearest to the Father of God, who has made him man. This is the Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Somebody once asked me what the connection was between the Catholic Church and the Masonic Lodge. Because, he said, I noticed you've got the characters and the dividers on the back wall of the church. I decided to dig out crucifix. In the collect of today's Mass, we proclaimed in Jesus the origin of our religion and its perfect fulfillment. And the origin of religion is, if we trace it back, more or less the same thing as our creation by the Father. God created us, the Catechism tells us, in order to know him. And to know God is religion. So in his creating of us is the origin of our personal religion. And if you like, our religion is unpacking the gifts which God has given us in our own life. And the greatest of the gifts he gives to us is precisely his wanting us to know him. And the great way in which he offers us that is by sending his Son, the key of David, who opens up the meaning of the world, the law of life, which is given from on high, the wisdom that comes down from above, the Word in which all things are created. The prayer of Mass thus reflects perfectly the Gospel. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God, the Word was God. And through him all things came to be. Not one thing had its being, but through him. So, in God's act of creating us, we have passed through pursuing the understanding in which God created each one of us. Mystery planned before time began in Christ. The Word was the true light that enlightens us all, and he has come into the world. And then the Gospel speaks of the begetting of baptism, a second birth. It's as if within the details of our life, the Word of God visiting us again sows a new seed of life, which we accept through faith. To all who accepted him, he gave power to become children of God. To all who believe in his name, who are born not from human stock or urge of the flesh or will of man, but of God himself. This rebirth of ours is not in human hands to give. It is the work of the Holy Spirit that rests on those who are baptized. The Word was made flesh. He lived among us, and we saw his glory, full of grace and truth. Let us ask God to make us able to live this new life, to have our minds filled with the wisdom of the Word, so that we can judge rightly the things of this life, and not lose our hold on the eternal life. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Hail Mary,
full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death.
When the appointed time came, God sent his Son, born of woman, born a subject of the law, to redeem the subjects of the law, and to enable us to be adopted as sons. The proof that you are sons is that God has sent the Spirit of his Son into our hearts, the Spirit that cries, Abba, Father. And it is this that makes you a son. You are not a slave anymore. And if God has made you son, then he has made you heir. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Alleluia.